You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Shreya Raizada, and this is Unpopular versus Popular. Woo!
Nice.
So, welcome back. A little summary if you're a new listener or still the same ones from every week. We just basically have a topic each week with different guests and talk about people's unpopular opinions, and then we also see if it's even an unpopular opinion to begin with. So, would you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I am Abby. Shreya is my friend.
Maybe a little one fun fact.
One fun fact, we are friends. We met in Intro to Psychology last semester, and she's the coolest freshman I know. So, yay! Go off. I'm so honored to be on the show.
I'm Travis King. What was I supposed to say?
Just introduce yourself.
I'm Travis King. I developed just a deep and intimate friendship with Shreya during our Intro to Psychology class alongside Abby. I'm a little bit closer to her than Abby is, I would say. I'm also Abby's boyfriend.
True.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a lot more than that, but okay. Okay.
Maybe go say your majors. Icebreaker time.
Hey. Okay. I am a women and gender studies and Spanish double major with a GovLaw minor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm a GovLaw econ double major.
That's so gross.
I know.
Oh my God.
Shreya, what's your major again for the people?
GovLaw philosophy. Ooh, with
so
a
better,
maybe
so
maybe with an Asian studies minor, who okay. knows. Nice. That's all in the future, because
yeah,
this
you got time.
It's the future. It's the topic
future.
Of the episode
it's the
is
future.
The future. Mm-hmm. So
oh my God,
yeah,
so yeah,
do you guys have any unpopular opinions about the future straight off the bat?
I feel like, I don't know if this is unpopular. I think it's just like fact that like there is not a lot of future left because we are destroying the earth.
No, yeah.
Like there's not
yeah.
a lot of future for us as humans.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's just sad,
no,
but I don't
yeah.
want to kick it off like that.
I guess that brings in my unpopular opinion, and that is that it's like, yeah, but it's not going to be good for capitalists to kill the world at some point. Like, just like, you know, in the wage, the
aren't
wage
you an
labor.
Econ major?
Yeah.
Is this your job?
This is classic econ major
yeah.
material. Just as, you know, capitalists, I literally just read Marx. This is why this is coming out of my mouth. Just as capitalists keep wage laborers to point of only subsistence, so too will the capitalists bring the world to only subsistence and squeeze all the profit out of it.
Wow.
So that's my unpopular opinion. We're not going to die. Popular versus unpopular.
But I mean, I would say that if capitalism does remain, which it probably most likely will, because this world is just constructed to be that way, even though I hate capitalism. But just a side note, like I'm not a capitalist, but I just think that, like, till, like, the end, because this planet's going to be destroyed, which was one of the unpopular opinions my friend told me earlier, was that, like, the planet, climate, everything is going to, it's never going to get better. So it's just going to be capitalism till the end.
Mm.
Interesting.
So it's just going to die off with capitalism. Capitalism is, like, not started the end, but it is, like, one of the biggest, like,
the means to
yeah.
the end.
Yeah. And it's going to finish off with it. So when the planet
so
dies,
bleak,
capitalism
so
will die.
Sad.
So sad. I don't know. Again, like, I don't know. Maybe. The future.
The future.
Do you guys think the future's set in stone?
Oh, man.
I mean, like, to the extent. Like, there's two ways to do this. Like, to the extent that if you knew, like the determinist extent, where if you knew every atom and its like position and where it is going, like you can predict the future based on that. But that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So like yeah, to an extent, yeah, I do, but like not to any extent that matters.
I feel like no, it's not set in stone, but like I don't have anything take to explain why I think that? I don't know. I mean, like, I guess, like, you can wonder, like, if every decision you make, like, if you were, like, always going to make that decision, even if, like, you yourself were confused about, like, what decision you were going to make. Like, but because it's, like, the thing that, like, any slight change in what somebody did in the past would, like, affect the future, right? So, like, everything that we're doing now is, like, affecting the future. But, like, do we think that, like, every choice we make was already, like, set in stone, we just didn't know that?
Like
I don't know.
Like, predetermined.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm, like, not that I'm anti-God or, like, religion or anything, but I feel like one, like, big take is, like, when people are like, make choices and stuff, and they say, like, oh, like, if this happened because God wanted it to happen.
Right.
Like, so, like, it's fine. But that's just, like, their method of coping with, like, the faults that they make.
Yeah.
So I personally don't. Like, you push yourself and, like, you get yourself to a certain position. And, like, there's just, like, there's always, like, that 1 second that, like, if you just did something slightly different.
Right.
Like, your life would be, like, completely different. Like, there would just been so much, like, else.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, for me personally, I just can't see, like, the future being, like, built already.
Yeah, same.
Because if it is, like, built already, or not, like, there already is a destined path, it's, like, I just want to, like, skip a couple years and, like, figure out what I'm doing and, like, not even, like, exist.
Well, that's the thing, like, even if there is a... Like, even if there is a destined path, and, like again, like, given the knowledge of all, like, you know, physical laws and the knowledge of placement and velocity of atoms, like, there is in that respect, right? Like, that respect does not matter. And to the same level of, like, the Christian belief that God is omniscient and therefore knows, you know, everything that will happen in the future. Like, that doesn't matter to us because, you know, we don't know and therefore can make our own free will decisions that were, of course, predetermined. That doesn't mean any... That doesn't take away the fact that they were our decisions.
You know? Yeah, I also think that, like, we as people don't matter that much. Like, we're literally, like, one person in a world of, like, billions of people.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like... This is, like, my, like, thing about, like, everyone. Like, when people are like, I was chosen to do this. I was destined for, like, this path of stardom. Like, I'm sure God did not, like, single-handedly write out every single person's path.
Yeah.
No, you know, like, I feel like we don't matter that much for there to be, like, a future written for us.
And also, like, the whole thing, like, oh, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Like, if there were, like, a set destination that, like, we all believed that we had, then, like, we would, I think, care a lot less about, like, the journey. Like, like, I'd be like, oh, like, I don't need to, like, study if, like, I know that my destined, like, no, like, you have to make decisions to get to certain places in life that, like, if you don't, like, behave a certain way or make certain decisions in the journey, whatever you want to call it, then the destination would change. Like, it's not set.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like from that respect, like, from the fortune-telling perspective, like, that is completely true. Like, if you tell a fortune, like, fortunes are not true, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you can, you know,
it's also,
change what they say about the future, right? But, like, you know, if someone really knew the future and told you the future, like, you would for sure make decisions that would lead to that future.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, when you talk about is everything set in stone, like, even if we knew, like, if we knew that we had free will and someone were to tell us the future, nothing we could do would change that, whether we not work hard, whether we do work hard, because...
Wait, have you guys watched that movie, like, Before I Fall? Like, it was a book, I think, too.
No, I haven't.
It was just, like, a girl who, like, just keeps dying. Like, she, like...
Like Groundhog's Day?
Yeah.
Like Groundhog's Day?
I did not watch that. It's, like, she, like, lives her life, and then she dies, and then she wakes up, and it's that same day. And it was actually Valentine's Day, so, like, how festive. Oh, how cute. Festive. Anyways. How relevant. But she just keeps, I don't know, I didn't watch the second movie, but she just keeps dying and, like, waking up. Until
nothing she does changes.
Nothing she, like yeah. No, she obviously tries to change, like, right. The way that she goes about things. But she, like, I'm going to spoil it because this came out in, like, 2011 or something. I have no idea. But the only way that she changed her destiny was by pushing out, like, the girl that, like, was bullied and, like, the loser, I guess, like, out of the way of, like, a car crash, and she dies, and the other girl survives.
I love that. I love that.
Wow.
It was actually a really bad movie.
That's such a good plot point. No.
It was such a bad movie. Like, maybe the book's better. I don't know. I didn't read the book.
I love movies like that. Either of you seen 10 Cloverfield Lane?
No, I haven't.
So the prospect of the movie is that they're stuck inside this basement with a crazy man who thinks that the world has ended and everyone's going to die. Right, and the people that are locked in this basement are slowly realizing that he's, like, a liar. He's telling all these lies that the world has not ended, that everyone is not dead. And then once they escape, it turns out that did actually happen, and it was because of aliens. And then aliens come down and abduct, like, try to abduct the people. Oh. And that is the ending of the movie.
Well, like the 100. I don't know. They went on Earth after a while.
Yes.
No, but, no. Like, that kind of reminds me of, like, those, like, families that trap their kids into their homes because they're scared of the outside.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys, just, like, a little segue into, are you guys scared of the future?
Not really. Like, yes and no. Mm-hmm. Like, I think, like, there's uncertainty about, like, what I'm doing with my life, but that doesn't necessarily scare me. It just, like, makes me, like, I don't even think anxious is the right word. I just, like, it would be helpful to know what my future holds, but, like, it's not a scary thing. I think it's just, like, you know, I don't know. I was just about to say what will be, but I'm like, will it?
like, am I gonna be fine with what comes forward?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, right?
I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't get scared by things that I have either, like, full control over or no control over. Like, when it comes to external circumstances, like, I can't control that. You know, yeah. There's no use being scared of it. I can just do whatever I can in my own
life.
And when it's the stuff that I can control, like, it's in full control. I am in full control of. Like, there's no use worrying about it because it's all in my own, you know, hands.
Yeah.
Are you scared of the future,
Trish? Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I think. Because, like, the way that my life has drastically changed over just, like, a couple years, or, like, even throughout my entire life, like, I feel like it's never been so stable. So I don't know what's going to, like, come next.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just, like, is it going to be, like, a good new or a bad new? Like, I don't know. And recently it's been a mix of good and bad. So I'm hoping it's good from starting on.
Right.
But
it could just be the same. Imagine,
like, imagine. What, just
the same I for, like, I probably years. Like couldn't that even handle
also,
that.
That is also like
I
scary.
Won't even lie. That's like the weirdest thing. Is
that would be the scariest part for me.
Yeah. Honestly, like, because I hate like everything being the same for a while, and that's like one of my biggest flaws. Like I hate like just like
stability.
Yeah, just like everything just being completely stable for the next like couple of years, which is why I'm scared of like the future in the sense like am I gonna end up living in like the suburbs with a picture perfect family where I just go to work and come home, but then also just like like I don't know like if the next couple years are the same as like how this semester's going, I wouldn't mind. Like, it's not like I'd be mad.
Right.
I'd just be so bored that I'm like, I need something new. Like, I need something to happen. Like, I need some excitement.
Yeah.
Are you, because, like, obviously the only way that like, a suburban, you know, mother life would happen is if you wanted that. Are you scared of wanting that?
Yeah, that's like I'm scared of like ending up like one day being like, oh, I just want to like settle down, because there was like a point like 2 years ago in high school where I was like, oh, I think I'd be like happy living. Yeah. So, and I'm from New York City too, which is even scarier because so I don't thing do that. That I haven't interests done that before.
Me about that is that like you're scared of something that you will want in the future, but in the future, if you want that, then like that's what you want.
Yeah.
And you'd be happy.
I just want to be lame.
I was gonna say I just don't want to be bored. Yeah.
That's so interesting, because if you did change so that in the future you did want that, like maybe your idea of that would not, like you wouldn't think it's boring anymore. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that
but then
a future
I'll be like
you
2 years,
could completely
yeah,
have a different is conceptualization of something that you think is boring now.
No offense, but that future conceptualization that you have, Shrey, is super boring, to be honest with you.
True. Yeah. No, it's true. True. Like,
it is
it's interesting to think
boring
that, like, I mean, and that goes for anything,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
your thoughts on things can change.
I mean, like, I'm fully joking. Like, I'm in the place where, I want, you know, I want a house and kids right now. You know, I accept that's boring, but I also accept that, like, you know, I just want to rest. I just want to rest.
No, because I always say that, like, now, like, in school, like, I don't want to be in school. Like, I don't want to do so much work and, like, whatever. And they're like, oh, in the future, like, in the summer, I'm going to be, like, chilling and, like, having fun. But this entire winter break, I was so bored.
Yeah, oh, same.
Like, I did nothing. Like, I hung out with my friends once in a while and, like, stuff. But, like, after that, I'd go home and be like, okay, like, what now? Like, I don't have, like, assignments, like, over my head. I don't have, like, a book to, like, I did have books to read. But, like, I just didn't read them because I didn't need to.
Yeah.
So, the question on that, and it's straying from the theme, but I don't care. Do you think that is because of like how school has conditioned us, or do you think it's human nature to like be extremely bored when you don't have work?
To like need a schedule and stuff?
Like,
yeah.
Do you think
it's definitely school for me. Because I went to a specialized high school. Mm-hmm. So it would just work like 24/7 during breaks, during everything, like even in the summer. Mm-hmm. So just constant work.
That's crazy.
So like I'm so I don't know. I'm like so used to like need like having something in the back of my head. Like, am I gonna do it over time? No, I'm gonna do it the night before. But like I know that it's on
Guys,
the back of my
look
mind.
At the title of this episode.
I wonder if it pops up. Anyways, it's if you guys like can't see it because I don't know, can you see it?
You can only
like
see
you'll
when
you
go,
see it when you go to the recorded.
So the episode name is famously known as
Famously.
Everyone knows about this. Abby trying to do an assignment before 12 AM.
Yes.
Shout out the 40, professor.
40 minutes left. I'm talking about conspicuous consumption and the American dream.
Oh.
So cool.
Oh, the American dream.
The American dream. Talk about boring.
Okay.
Talk about boring.
This is the future. Is the American dream still alive, and when will it die?
But damn, I can't wait for it to die. Oh, shit.
So
I mean,
you think it's still alive?
It's so definitely
here's
alive.
The thing. I feel like there's different... it depends on who is talking about the American dream, because, like, I feel like the idea of, like, someone, like, born and raised in the United States and like being like, oh, like this is what my father did and my grandfather did, like, you know, living in the United States for a long time, generations, and be like, this is what they did, this is blah blah blah, this is the American dream, like I'm following in my, you know, great great whatever's footprints, like that American dream is completely different from like the American dream from like the perspective like of immigrants who are like coming to the United States with like
I mean,
aspirations
like,
and goals and blah blah blah. So like the American dream is just like, I don't know, I think the American dream is so interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
But
sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying because like my parents are immigrants, like I'm a first generation American, so like the American dream, like in my parents' eyes, for me is me like getting like a degree, getting like a law school degree, and then getting a really like well-paying job, and then starting a family. And I feel like that's like the same American dream for like every other immigrant or like first gen like American,
right?
And that used to be like the dream, was to like move up like the class system basically,
right?
Yep.
And I think that still is so well alive. But then, like, certain people can get out of it because they're like, okay, well, like my great-great-grandparents did that already. So my future is going to be completely different. Like, I'm going to choose what to do because I can be an artist and, like, paint and stuff and, like, not have to worry about, like, commissions.
Right.
And, like...
That, well, sorry.
No, you go.
Like, that's the sort of American dream that, like, I don't think will ever really come to fruition. Mm. Because, like, how society's based. Like, I don't...
What to, like...
Like, to just subsist off of art without having to do commissions.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, such a, you know, such a far-off prospect.
Yeah.
And it happens for, like, what, 8 people?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, because I think about that so often. Yeah. Because, like, I remember in class we were talking about how, it was, like, in my Russian lit class, and we were talking about how, like, if there was a point in life where machines did all the work for us, and that there, like, didn't have to be a person that, like, you know, like, you didn't have to do labor, you didn't have to work, like, as a necessity for, like, whatever to function, like, what would you be doing? And I feel like that idea, like, is, it's, like, too, like, broad in general for it to, like to create claims and stuff, but I feel like it mainly benefits people in the arts. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I'm not really an artistic person, like, personally. Like, I don't know. I just, like, haven't been able to, like, do anything around the arts. So, for me, when I think about it, I'm like, what is it that I do if, like, I just wanted to express myself? And I, like, literally can't, like, think of something.
Yep. Yeah. Was that ever the American dream, though? Like, was the American dream ever you could do whatever you wanted, or was it, like, you could rise up in the class system?
It's rise up the class system. They say it's, like, you could do whatever you want.
But no.
No, yeah.
You can, like, do whatever you want as long as it, you know, is it, you know, is...
Helps the economy.
Yeah. I feel like I'm taking us back a little bit to, like, something that you said about, like, like looking forward to the summer and looking forward to break, like, I wish I could just, like, jump to that point in the future. Like, I feel like that is something, like, I feel like I say this so much, like, when it comes up, because there's so many times where I'm like, oh, I can't wait for the weekend, or I can't wait for XYZ. Mm-hmm. And, like, my mom always, like, grounds me and, like, reminds me, like, okay, if you really, like, couldn't wait and you jump to there right now and think about all of the stuff that you would miss, like, in between that. And I feel like that's such, like, an interesting, like, perspective, because I mean, and saying those things doesn't actually mean, like, I want to jump there right now. I mean, like, yes, like, you kind of do because you're looking forward to it so much, but, like, I don't know, that reminder that, like, the things that you're looking forward to, like, there are also things, hopefully, that you will enjoy on, like, in between where you are now and then. So, I don't know, like, that's the future. I don't know.
I mean, I think what you're really saying there, though, is I wish conditions were better now. Like, like, you don't actually, obviously, you don't actually want to miss all the experiences that you're going to have through that time period and jump through the time period. You just want the point, like, from point A to that time period to be easier, you know, and be more like the time period that you were aspiring to.
Right. Though I feel like, it also depends, because, like, what if you're in already, like, a good situation and you're like, oh, I can't wait for summer right now, just because you're, like, imagining it being, like, warm or whatever, and, like,
that's just a different kind of
one. Yeah, I don't know, like, I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Anyway.
Conspicuous consumption.
Sorry.
type of whatever.
It's okay, you still have, like,
is this a little ASMR moments?
No, last time I had somebody eating popcorn. I used to chew ice before. Like,
in the future, do you think ASMR will be bigger or smaller?
Smaller.
I hope bigger.
I hope like less sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see? There's always a picture that just is in my mind. Do you know Amaranth?
No.
Amaranth. No.
I don't.
She's a Twitch streamer that does ASMR. I have a picture in my head of her wearing a horse hat.
Oh my god.
a horse head on her head in a bikini.
God.
Doing ASMR.
So interesting.
Honestly, good for her.
No,
she knows her audience.
So much money.
She knows her audience.
She gets so much money.
If I was her, I'd do the same exact thing. Like,
yeah.
If I had no dignity. No, I'm just kidding. I need ASMR to keep going. Like, ice. Munching. Yummy. Oh,
you're an ice muncher fan?
Yeah. Like, oh, especially no. when there's, like, matcha Shreya. On the outside.
Shreya.
My friend Zoe. Zoe, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. She watches it, too. But, hey, yeah. So, I asked a couple of my friends, like, what their unpopular opinions were on the future. And this one just, like, kind of makes me laugh. But she was like, all the kids in our generation are going to have lung cancer. And I just think it's the funniest thing.
What?
Because of, like, vaping?
Yeah.
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 No, I agree. I mean, obviously not all. Like, also, none of us in this room use substances. Like, we just don't.
Yeah, no.
Really? Nice, guys.
Yeah, very...
Yeah,
clean.
No, we don't.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah,
do not. This is a PSA.
Yeah, PSA. Yeah.
Vaping kills.
Vaping kills.
Vaping kills.
Weed kills. Alcohol.
Abstinence kills.
Stay safe. Anyway,
there.
I think. No, yeah, I think just because like there's so much, or like there's not as much, you know. I guess research. I mean, but there is some, but just, I guess
I
not as much.
I also think that no one really cares.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, I feel like a lot of kids don't care now about the future because, like, we've already seen, like, the people who died of smoking. And I feel like people think that sounds so bad.
Imagine like I know I'm probably going to die with this because all the stuff that happened with smoking. I'm just going to do it anyway. I don't care.
Yeah, no, that's literally
so sad.
That's the mindset, though. Like, I know so many people that are like, yeah, well, if I only smoke cigs and I don't vape, I know what's gonna happen to me in the future, so I'm fine. But like, vaping is not researched, so that means that I won't know what would happen, so I won't do that. Like, I actually, somebody had that conversation with me.
Wow.
And they were like, I'm safer because I don't vape. I'm like,
that's
not how it works.
That's not how it works, actually.
But I mean, if they're
try, though.
Just a little experiment. But, like, see, that's so funny. It's, like, people are, like, these are the parts of my life that I know are going to be so, like, certified for the future that I don't have to worry about it because it happened in the past to, like, other people. That was their future. So I might as well take advantage of that and die at 35 of lung cancer because I can. I feel like, and, like, that, like, applies to, like, other things, obviously. But I just think it's, like, really funny because there are a lot of kids that have that mindset.
Yeah.
That they're gonna soon regret.
Well, I don't
or maybe
think
not.
It's a mindset that they hold. I think that's just addiction speaking.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that's
just
true. Yeah, my bad. I'm so sorry. That is true. But it's also like people think it's cool and aesthetic. So they're like, oh my God, look at me. No, and I don't know if it's gotten worse, but it's like that fairy grunge aesthetic people on TikTok.
Manic Pixie Dream Girl?
Oh, my, yeah.
Low-key.
No.
My dream.
Yeah, no. Low-key, it was my dream for a while.
Yeah.
But now I'm,
yeah.
like, trying not
yeah.
to. But they're just, like, on TikTok, like, taking two hits of a cig and then, like just standing there and, like, being like, I'm so aesthetic. Look at me smoking.
Mm.
Like, bro, no.
I think also it's interesting, like, culturally, like, Europeans, like, smoke cigarettes so much more than, like, they actually don't care about.
Yeah.
Like, they just be smoking.
I don't know if this is connected, I don't know even if it's true, but, like, I hear so much on the mainstream media about, like, a crisis of confidence in Europe, like, after World War I and World War II. Like, they're just scared to do anything and are so, like, they such have such a negative outlook on the future that, like, it sort of leads them to those bad decisions. I have no idea if that's true.
Interesting.
But, like,
yeah, I've never heard of that, but...
I mean, yeah, it's just, like, it's sort of the given reason why Europe slows so much in GDP and, like, why no one's having babies anymore in Europe. And, like, why it's just sort of shit to be in Europe right now. Oh, sorry, FCC.
Yeah. Oops, we didn't do that.
You're actually both on the board.
Mm.
Wait a minute.
Your mom's not watching, is she?
She's not.
I play songs, explicit songs, all the time on my show.
I'm so glad because if you listen to the last
thing,
couple,
it's
yeah.
Once it's past 10 p.m.,
no one's listening.
The rules are less strict because there's like the FCC has said that, you know, like the waking hours where, like, children could be listening, or when you're not supposed to, like, swear and talk about bad stuff. But past 10, you're good, basically. Perfect. But I'm not telling you to. I'm not telling you.
No, just little slip-ups.
little slip-ups.
That kind of, like, goes back to a point that my friend Kendra made, and it was that, like, this generation thinks that, like, they're going to be different than the past, like, right? But they're just not. We're, like, in a circle, in a constant circle, and that's it. Like, it literally is a cycle, like, of, like, generations. And, like, you see that for, like, fashion trends especially. Mm-hmm. Like, it went from the 90s to now Y2K, and, like, like, just it's going to keep going until, like, it
fashion
hits
so
again.
Interesting to talk about in relation to the future, I think.
No, I agree.
Because, like, trends just cycle, like you said. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's just ridiculous, honestly.
Do you think what I wear every day will ever be a trend?
Low-key kind of is. like it's the college student look, I feel like.
Yeah, but, like, in that sense, it's always been, like, has it not always been the college student look?
I don't think so. I think there used to be, you know, like
preppy or something.
Yeah, sorry, like, you know, people would wear, like, suits to college. Like, it was, like,
my friend Matt does.
Like, here?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, no, I don't think he actually wears suits, but, like,
well, like
it's kind of funny.
They dress,
yeah.
Like, you know, like,
yeah.
The idea that, like, you are at a, you know, privileged higher level education institution, and, like, you know, you're paying a lot of money, like, for it. Like, you're gonna dress up for it. And also just, like, in the olden days of early college, like, it, you know, it's like, I don't even think sweatpants existed.
Accurate.
Like, when were sweatpants invented?
A beautiful year, whatever year that was.
Oh, wait.
A little, also, mini sidetrack question. 50s. Do you think 187 words is enough for a quote response, or a response to somebody else's quote response?
Yeah.
Because, like, like, our actual quote responses are, like, 200, 250 words.
Oh, yeah, then, yeah.
So if the response is almost 200, I think that's fine, right?
You're so fine.
Okay, go off. I submitted before 12.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
my.
Hey.
Go off. Okay. Now you have actually my full attention, though you had most of my full attention the entire time anyway.
I try not to give in to fashion trends.
Like so many wonderful things, the Statue of Liberty, Champagne, Marianne Cotillard, the French gave us sweatpants.
I was like, what are you talking about?
What were you saying about, what did you just say?
Oh, I try not to give into trends. Mm. But it's, like, so hard.
It's
like, that's what's going to be sold. Like, yeah. A lot of my clothes do come from, like, ThredUp, and they're thrifted.
Mm.
And I do change
from,
like...
I would see you shopping during class last semester.
That is... No, Professor Shaw, I was paying attention. I promise.
Yeah. No, I think, yeah, it's interesting because, like... I don't know. Fashion is so interesting. Ugh. I'm taking fashion class. Is what I call it. It's politics of fashion. It's just very interesting. That's what that quote response is for. I don't know. I don't have anything interesting to say about it, though.
How did we get to trends?
Like, how trends cycle, and, like, trends from the past become...
different. I like to think... that if we try really, really hard, we can be different from other generations.
No, the chains of capitalism are too... They're holding us back.
The thing is, like,
so bad.
When you see, like... If we're talking about, like, fashion, for an example, if we're talking about, like, never been seen before, something new, like, that's always, like, high-end, like, runway-style fashion. Like, when do you see something that you've actually never seen before or something similar, like, in, like, a department store, if anyone still goes to those, you know, like it's just so inaccessible to the average person to, like, wear fashion that is not that has not been done before, but that is also not, like, ridiculously ridiculous to wear on a day-to-day basis.
No, like,
you know,
my point is that everything has already happened,
right?
Like, there can't be anything new, like, possibly, like, it's, like, just not, like,
okay.
Music,
we
though,
did the internet, so I'm pretty sure we can do another internet.
Okay,
at least once.
That's the thing, it's like another internet. Like,
but like, like we can do, we can have a communications revolution that is as big as the internet.
Like, you know? What?
Like, well, I don't know. We need infrastructure.
Chips inside of our brain.
Like, communicating through just our minds.
Yeah.
we couldn't even conceive of the internet before computing was invented, right? So there's probably some communications revolution that we haven't even conceived of, man. We don't even have the infrastructure to build off of it.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like that.
Because, like, first grade Shira thought that she made up a beat in music class, and then she showed it to her teacher, and he was like, that's a really generic thing.
That's what I was going to say when you said everything has been done before, nothing new can be done. That, like, I wanted to talk about music, because, like...
Yeah, everything's just...
Black country new
road. But here's the thing. So, you can say everything's been done before, but, like, yes, but it can be done in different ways. Like, I don't think...
But it's never going to be new from scratch. Sure. Like, people add stuff on.
I create a new music, sure.
Right.
But, like, you can create new songs.
From, like...
new genres, right?
Yeah.
But, like, each genre is just, like... it's, like, a subcategory of an older genre. Like, rock and blues.
Mm. Why do we as humans feel the need to categorize everything?
True.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to communicate information in that way.
It's scary not to
know. Just love... to socially construct things so much.
It's just like what kind of music do you listen to? I'm not going to be like, I like Kendrick Lamar, I like J. Cole, I like Drake, I like Kanye. I'm going to be like, I like hip-hop music, you know?
Right.
It's just easier.
No, I know. I just think social construction is so interesting.
Well, yeah. I like social constructions for the most part.
Like, this table has been socially constructed as a table, but the second I sit on it, Is it now a chair?
It's still a table. You're sitting on.
Right, but isn't it so interesting to talk about? I love philosophy. I think I should maybe...
I hate philosophy. I hate postmodernism with a burning passion.
I thought I hated philosophy last semester. Now I love
it.
Objects
nothing.
Of oppression.
Yeah. We don't think. There can't be any self.
Our social... The social constructions around us determine our thoughts.
But also,
I hate postmodernism, Shreya. It sucks.
Created those constructions, so it's a cycle. We create the this is not the future at all.
There is no future. Everything is written out.
I wish you guys could look into the room right now, because both Shreya and Travis are staring very.
If I spent time reading my philosophy papers right now, this would be a totally different conversation.
Yeah,
but no, because like, let's go back to, like, the olden days.
The olden days.
Yes. The olden days. Like,
I'm there with you right now.
Like, Socrates.
The golden days.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
No.
I remember those days. Yes.
Very explicit.
Aristotle.
No, I was just kidding. Like, in Hinduism, like Sanskrit writings... And then, in those philosophical papers, because I just know them by heart, which is why I don't read the papers, because I just know them.
Go off.
Yeah, just, like, raise
them.
But it's, like, literally all of it's, like, oh, you do something, you'll get points for it, and then you die. And then if you're good enough, you'll come back, and you'll be better.
I love like, Hinduism. That's so cool.
Like, it's literally, it's like, do you go out, do good for yourself, and then maybe for others, and then die. That's just like a cycle, right? Mm-hmm. And like that's like I feel like still exists, because a lot of people are doing good or like trying to make things and do stuff so they can die, and then die thinking that they'll be happy in their afterlife,
right?
And
yeah,
it's right. Like that cycle will never stop, and I like that's like one of the things is that people are doing it for, like, a specific gain, but if they knew that, like, they wouldn't gain anything from it, like, after dying or, like, anything like that, the future would not be, like, at all the way it is.
I mean, like, I work now, I have to assume that both there is no afterlife and there isn't no afterlife in my actions. So on the is afterlife, if there is an afterlife, I have to work hard to attain it. Because if there's not, I'm stuck for eternity in the bad place, right? If there is no afterlife, I have to find my own mm-hmm. meaning, and what I work for now is you know, creating value for the people that come after me, right?
Yeah.
But if I knew that there was no afterlife, and I knew that no value would be created by my existence for people after me, I would stop doing everything and only, you know, live to subsist and listen to music all day.
It's so interesting. I feel like
music all day on repeat.
The afterlife is so interesting, and like that is actually the future for all of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But like, I feel for me, like, I was raised Catholic, and like, so like heaven, hell, blah blah blah. But like, I genuinely like, I think for the average person, which is me, I'm the average person, like, as long as I don't do anything like actually terribly very very bad, like, I'm going to heaven. Like, I am. Like,
that's so interesting.
Like, I'm not worried that I'm gonna go to hell. Like, if I like do like a tiny little sin, I'm not like, oops, mm-hmm. like, oh, I really gotta, like, I'm like, I like, I don't know. I just, like, I think
so
hell, this is not a Catholic, like, I'm not saying that this is, like, every, like, no. Like, Catholics, no. I'm just saying, like, the only reason I said Catholic is because heaven, I'm talking about heaven and hell, blah, blah, blah. I would probably be excommunicated if you know, I told my thoughts about...
The church heard this.
Yeah, right.
The church is listening right now, actually.
They are listening.
I have them on speed dial.
I've created my faith to be so specific to me. It's just so...
Sounds like Protestantism, Abby. I'm not going to lie to you.
Anyway.
Look at this little cycle going right now.
Anyway, I'm not going to call anyone out, but there's people in my family who do genuinely, like, are nervous about going to hell. And they haven't done anything that I think constitutes going to hell. Like... I think that is, like, hell or, like, mm-hmm. bad afterlife, whatever, is reserved for, like, the very, very worst people, I think. And, like, I don't know. I think as long as you, like, do good and try your best in life, like, there's nothing you need to worry about. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's just me.
Like, for me, like, I'm just, like, being, like, whatever is good is subjective. So, like... If I'm going to do something and I think that it's, like, fine and it's, like, a good thing or, like, not... It's, like, it may not be a good thing, but it's, like, not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. I'm chilling. Also, like, I just think that people die and, like, they disappear and nothing else comes after. Like, that's my thought process.
Yeah. That's such a fair thought.
I just don't see, like... Because I say this to my friend, and he's like, Shreya, shut up. But I was like, so you're telling me that, like, all these people that have died so far are, like, up in heaven right now. Like, there's no space.
That's another...
Like, that's eternity.
That's another thing.
There's infinite space.
No, also, like, okay, man, this is really gruesome, but, like, if you, like, kill yourself because you don't like yourself, and you end up there, like, are you going to be you as you died?
No, you're going to be you at your
just
best.
Just nothing?
You at your best.
You at your best.
But if your best has never come.
Subjective.
Or just like in your thought. Oh,
I don't know. I also think...
You? Damn, I hate it when I'm the best version of myself.
I think another thought that I have on the afterlife... Often,
is that was certified.
Well, I don't know. Sorry.
No, sorry, what? Go. No, you go.
No, I was just saying that I feel like people would... Wait, I feel like I talked about this in class, but people would kill themselves more often.
If they knew they would get into heaven after killing themselves.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this in my Russian lit class.
The classic, like, Christian thing to say would be, if you kill yourself, you're not going to heaven.
Is that true?
That's the classic. That's what my little Protestant teachers taught me.
Thought that I have on the afterlife and religion in general is that this is so, like... I don't know, problematic. Not even problematic. I just, like, I think that whatever an individual believes is true for them. Like, if you believe that you're going to be reincarnated, you will. If you believe that you're either going to heaven or hell, you will either go to heaven or hell.
That's so optimistic. Like, that is...
so many thoughts on this.
I'm just like, that is way too nice.
Yeah, no, I would love to believe that.
100%.
Because, like, I mean, because here's the thing. None of us actually know... there's no way to actually know.
That goes back to my point that we don't matter, so none of this matters.
So like, why argue with people saying like, oh no, my version of the afterlife is correct? So I'm like whatever, like in the most basic way, like whatever you believe is true for you, and like I'm not gonna argue with you about that.
Well, that doesn't mean that like whatever you believe, the extensions of the future implications of that are going to happen, you know, like think like Y2K, and like you can't say what you believe is true for you when Y2K didn't happen, you know, like I can agree with you, like especially personal philosophies, like whatever that's true for you, that's great. And I can not judge people because again, I literally believe in God. Like I'm not the moral high ground, or I'm not like the moral high ground or the intellectual high ground here, right? But it does not mean that what I say is going to happen, and it does not mean that what a Hindu says is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It
right.
does not mean what a Muslim says is going to happen. So it's going to happen.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's like,
again, I wish I could believe it so bad. It's such a fun, but again, I still think it brings too much focus on the individual. That's like unwarranted. Like I think it also not upsets me, but irks me a little bit, because I think it still draws from like America individualist culture. You know, the leftism is sort of inheriting a little bit, and I think that's a little bit of a mistake.
Yeah, I think that like people not value their lives too much. But they put too much. They like make themselves way too like important. Like they think that like they are really like the one person. Yes. Like I get that you're living your own life, but not everything's a simulation. And like also because the Earth, there are other planets, there are other galaxies, there's other whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole like
I personally cannot like think about what's gonna happen after death, but what I do think about is like if I do die, like when I do die, like when will that be? Because like will all my work be in vain? Which is why I'm scared of the future, because like if I'm working so hard to get somewhere and I'm never gonna actually get there, like, what's the point?
I feel like you can't think about life that way. Yeah, you can't.
That's true.
You can't. But, like, because, like, if you do think about it that way, it's terrifying. Like, if you're like, I could die tomorrow, so why am I doing my homework tonight? Like, no, you can't. You can't think that way, you know? But, yeah.
I don't know. I talked about this in the last episode. Like, some people have, like, the ability to live their lives thinking, like, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to do whatever I want. Like, obviously, some people don't have that opportunity because, like, personally and, like, for a lot of people, like, there's no fallback. Mm. Like, you mess up once, like, you're not allowed to, like, retry. But then I also just think about the fact that, like, I personally can't live like that. So, like, when I see other people living like that, it's like, you're so lucky you're not in that cycle of, of work hard when you're young, work hard, and then just keep working and then try to come up with as much money as possible. So people that come after you have that money, and then you die. Like, that's the future.
Yeah. It is, like, the whole, like, work hard your entire, like, you know, young life and, like, middle-aged life, only to finally be able to retire and do whatever you want when you're, like, old and, like, I mean, not super old. Like, it depends. People retire at different ages. But, like, just the idea that, like, your young adult life you're expected to spend it, you know, slaving away, doing work, making money, that too often is through a job that does not bring the individual joy. I mean, like, that's why, like, that is one of my biggest goals in life, to find a career that brings me joy, brings me bliss. Because then I won't be, like, you know, just working for retirement in like my old age, where I can just like, where my bones will hurt and I won't want to do all the fun things that I wanted to do when I was younger. So that's why, like, I wanted to, you know.
Yeah. It's like, no, because recently, because like growing up, I was like, I'm going to be a lawyer. I'm going to work a stupid 9-to-5 job at some business firm so I can make so much money.
Is that you? Travis is gonna do that.
Yes. For a time I will do that.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, that was my plan, like, even just like 2 weeks ago. Now I'm like, maybe I can do something else where I work as a diplomat. Like, that was like one of the things I was thinking about. I was like, I could do that. Like, go off. Right?
The State Department needs more people
that can think. That can think. But like that's what I, and like be a diplomat or be something else. But then I'm also like, do I really want to like put all that pressure on myself to make change? Like, why does it have to be me? Like, why can't I just like have money? And like, why do I have to be the one to work?
That's I wish we had thing. Evan here so we could talk about investing.
Me too.
Is he an econ major? He's an econ major.
If Evan were here,
Evan's an econ major, right?
We would have already gone on a 15-minute long conversation about cryptocurrencies.
Oh my god, no,
Evan.
Just like passive income.
It's just passive
income. Just passive income, like,
guys. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means. I don't want to know what that means.
Passive income is just income doing nothing.
It's like just you'll keep getting it. No, because like my friends, were talking about passive income for a while, about getting a gumball machine in this specific grocery store, and then money gets made, and just like
money gets made.
Point
blank. That's literally what I don't know. That's what econ majors do. I don't know. I was an econ major for like one semester. I was an econ major
is
for
that
one.
I do. I guess so.
I mean, I
money
did it. I did it for like
made
4 months.
What econ class did you take?
Intro.
She's like, that was enough.
Yeah, that was enough.
I dropped it too, which is kind of funny.
Yes. Good.
And I was it like, a W? Like, was it a withdrawal?
Yeah.
Who did you have?
What was his name?
Corsi Val.
He's very nice
on the radio.
Risby?
No. Ahane.
Hutchinson. Ahane. I don't know.
Corsi Val on the radio.
What's up?
Corsi Val on the radio.
Corsi Val.
He was actually really nice. I think he retired.
Aw. So many people are retiring. Well, not retiring. Sorry. Leaving. Because, sorry, but this school does not pay good professors enough money, and they get offered better opportunities and positions elsewhere, and why would they not leave? Because they would be dumb to pass up that opportunity. But it means that us as students here at this institution do not have as many amazing... I mean... There's a lot of amazing, wonderful professors, but a lot of them are leaving because we don't treat them right.
We
so funny.
More professors. They're just like
in no, like so I was just talking about this, like
except econ.
There's like good professors are leaving because, like, and I don't blame them. It's just annoying. It's annoying.
Yeah, our econ department is beefy.
Like, it's sorry, but we did just. Probably spend so much money on having hundreds of stuffed animals to give out for free.
Yeah, I could not wait on
sorry,
that line.
We can't pay our professors more money.
Sorry, we have kids living in a shack right now.
I don't know. Sorry to this institution, but
that's the thing.
Is there a future here?
In the same. Is there a future?
I'm so good.
Here.
So
is
good.
There a
so good at
here?
That.
Like, most of the money that Lafayette makes is from donors and from investments. You know, like, so, and we have like I think $1 billion. It can't be that high. It's a very, very high trust here at Lafayette. Mm-hmm. So we could release that from investment and actually, you know, hire more professors. But I think we're just trying to, like, develop, like, buildings. That's what we're doing with it, right?
Yeah, isn't there
Markle?
We're getting that new lacrosse.
Yeah, Kunkel was supposed to be like the new like econ center or something, and
I hate the econ building.
I love the econ building.
like Simons.
It's got, it's got ivy running up the edge. I think that's really pretty. I like the little sort of low-key.
That's such an unpopular opinion on this.
It's such a deafening building. I'm on trial practice there, too, now.
I don't like inside of it.
I wanted to hate myself.
Inside of it is bad.
They also never give me Diet Coke every time I use the vending machine.
You're right.
Yeah.
Simon sucks.
Hashtag give Shreya Diet Coke 2022.
Yes. I like buy myself Diet Coke all the time.
Venmo at Shreya.
I have to buy myself
Venmo
Diet
at
Coke.
Shreya dash Rizotta.
Also,
if you...
for fun, Venmo at Abby dash Zay. CEA.
Ben, you know where my Venmo is.
Hey, Ben.
My friend Ben Hobbs.
I was Ben Hobbs. You ben should listening? Venmo me.
Hi, Ben.
My Venmo is Shreya, Shreyaizada.
Go off.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He said, I'm going to be honest with you. My friend Ben voted for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Ben. So just keep that in mind while I'm telling you this. Ben said, WTF is that belief. That's ridiculous, Abby.
What belief?
The optimistic one.
Oh, that makes so much sense. That response makes so much sense.
The one that, like, everyone's beliefs is true for them.
Oh, I mean, I don't really, like...
Damn, fraud.
It's so interesting, because, like, I don't, like... I don't know if I can say I genuinely believe that those things are going to happen. But, like, it doesn't make sense for me to worry about it or, like, question it or, like... argue about it or debate about it. Like I'm literally just gonna let everyone believe what they want to believe, and like I'm not gonna tell them they're wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna assert that I'm right.
I like telling people either. They're wrong.
That's exactly true. Like
I think that's what I meant to get across. Like I don't, you know.
Like I don't understand like people who are like, you know, like Zodiac's not real, wham wham. Like I literally believe in Jesus Christ and that he died for my sins. Like
no, I love making fun of Zodiac
people. So do I.
Like it's so much fun.
In reality, I
like I literally against it. Yeah, I could care less.
Yeah.
But it's kinda funny.
What are your big three?
Trey, what are your big three?
Let me pull it up. I have it on CoStar.
Go off.
To end it.
I need to stop saying go off. Sorry. Thank you, Lily, for that. What are your big three?
He found me $1. You have those. Virgo, Sun, Leo, Moon, and Aries rising.
We have two of the same signs in our big three, Virgo and Aries.
Ooh.
But I'm a Capricorn Sun.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of this means, but I have the app because my friends believe in it. So
cute.
So it's 12.
It's 12.
It's 12. No.
Time flies.
What lessons did we learn?
That the future is here.
That you're an econ major.
That my spot
my biggest takeaway.
I feel like I failed you.
Yeah.
In some way. Like, I know I have, right? Mm-hmm.
If there's no thing to work toward. There's no thing to work for in life. Like right now I'm telling you the thing to work for is Shreya's approval.
Yes, like, I agree.
Like, make your decisions so that
based on Shreya.
It doesn't matter. Religion doesn't matter. Success doesn't matter. Shreya's opinion matters, Shreya. Though.
Thank you.
So... That's what I learned. That's what I learned.
What's your, any last remarks?
I love how you're roasting me for being an econ major when you literally are a gov law major.
Ooh.
So that's all that we. Gov law is so much more interesting. It's like econ, but like.
It's more interesting, but every single person in a gov class is the worst person.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's why I'm a gov law major.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. So my last remark is going to be, your life does not matter. Your future is not destined. And whatever happens is going to happen, but it's not going to affect any other person's course of life or this planet's or this galaxy's.
Just maximize your own happiness and try not to fuck up.
Sorry, FCC.
They're definitely
12.
They're
asleep.
No, they're tuning in right now.
The government has a nap listening. Time at 11:59.
They are listening.
Try to be happy.
That's the...
Oh, no.
It's the FCC.
Thank you. Open up.
Thank you, Shreya, for having me on your show.
Of course.
It was wonderful.
So, do you guys have any songs that you want to play to end it?
What's a song about the future? It has to be a song about the future. Or, like, that mentions...
Imagine by John Lennon.
All the celebrities during the pandemic imagine.
Our entire talk was exactly the opposite of Imagine by John Lennon.
I think we're just like hating. I mean, it was like, that's the point.
Yeah.
Unpopular versus popular.
Yeah.
Unpopular versus popular.
So, guys, this is the end of today's show. We're finishing actually almost an hour, usually goes ahead of time. I mean, like, past. Yeah. Because my friends talk a lot. But you guys can catch this episode on the site if you want to listen to the entire episode. But
words.
Yeah.
Or if you just want to listen to it a second time.
Yeah.
Maybe a third.
I know.
Perhaps.
I'll do that. I'll do that,
for sure. Just on repeat all night tonight. But thanks for listening. Tune in next week on Wednesday. Do you want to plug your show in?
Oh, yeah. Tune in tomorrow tomorrow at 9 p.m. to Mood Ring Radio. It's just variety jams. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a show also tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, wait, no. Isn't it?
Oh, it's Friday
now. It's Friday, yeah.
He lied. Show?
Do you want to talk about it, Travis?
Yeah, it's a... We have a show at Friday at 11 p.m. at which no one is going to listen to. I don't expect anyone to listen to.
Everybody will be at Milo's.
Everyone will be at Milo's. We listen to songs from the year 1967 and we don't know what they
are. Actually, there's actually something happening on that day. But
What's happening?
I'll tell you later. But yeah, just tune in next week too. And if you want to be a guest or anything, just hit me up. Yeah. Bye.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM.